Hello and welcome to the Daily Weekly Podcast. We'll be sharing our thoughts on the variety of movies and TV shows, as well as discussing topics just like this one. So if that sounds good to you, why not consider subscribing? I'm your host, Bradley, and as always, check out all the links in the description if you're watching on YouTube. And if you're following us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, then head over to our Instagram as well, where you can find a whole lot more content. If you're enjoying us, then be sure to like, comment, and subscribe, and why not share with a friend as well? So, as the title of today's episode suggests, this week we're looking at five TV shows that continued even after the main star had left. Some of these have finished altogether, and some of them, the main stars left a few years ago. But this is a spoiler warning just in case. And with that out of the way, let's get into it. So first up on my list is one of my, in fact, it is my current favourite TV show just to watch in general, and that is Superstore. Superstore ran for 6 seasons and 113 episodes from November 30th, 2015 to March 25th, 2021. It aired on NBC in the USA and on ITV2 in the UK, which still airs reruns. The full series is available on Netflix in the UK. Superstore was created by Justin Spitzer, who served as the executive producer for the show. Justin Spitzer was also a writer on the US version of The Office for several years. Although, unlike The Office, Superstore is not a mockumentary. It follows a group of employees working at Cloud9 store number 1217, a fictional big box store in St. Louis, Missouri. America Ferrera starred as Cloud9 floor supervisor and later store manager, Amy Sosa, for the show's first 5 seasons before she left the series in season 6. America also served as executive producer for the show. NBC had initially announced the 6th season renewal of the series, and the network revealed on February 28, 2020 that the series star, America Ferrera, would be departing the series at the end of the 5th season, citing a desire to work on new projects and spend more time with her family, which is understandable, of course. After production of the 5th season was cut short by one episode due to the COVID-19 pandemic, Ferrera noted her departure from the show might be delayed into season 6 in order to give her character's arc a proper closure. Ultimately, Ferrera was in the first 2 episodes of the 6th season as well as the final 3. Whilst it's sad to see any character leave a TV show, losing someone so central such as Amy was a hard hitter. But the show continued well, and sometimes I didn't even notice her absence. The in-universe explanation was well thought out and actually didn't come out of anywhere. It was teased throughout the show whether it was going to be used for her departure, which was planned all along, or just to show different locations within the series. For example, her character's promotion and relocation had been mentioned previously. Having worked in retail myself, I know what it's like when a coworker leaves, and of course there are moments where you miss them, but then ultimately, things just carry on. Superstore is easily one of my favourite shows, and whilst I loved how it ended, I wish the last season had just a few more episodes to tie up loose ends. But I think the pandemic had something to do with the episodes shorter in length. So, yeah, America Ferrera left the show. She was obviously one of the... It was an ensemble cast, but she was one of the main characters of that cast. And it was well worked. And then ultimately, she did leave, and she came back. So that's nice, like she wasn't gone completely, which I think if the show wasn't ending in season 6 she wouldn't have been back. Like, I think she would have came back for the final episode. It's just a coincidence that she left and came back within the same series essentially due to the pandemic and the show ending that series as well. But now she's working on other projects and even beginning her directorial debut, although actually I think she might have directed some episodes of Superstore, but she's working on more projects where she is directing as well. Number 2 on the list is Andrew Lincoln as Rick Grimes on The Walking Dead. The Walking Dead ran for 11 seasons and 177 episodes from October 31st, 2010, and it's still currently on air, although it is in its final season, which is set to conclude later this year in 2022. The show aired on AMC in the USA and on Channel 5, Fox, and now Disney Plus in the UK. The series is also available to stream on Disney Plus and Amazon Prime Video here in the UK as well. The Walking Dead surely needs no introduction, but for those of you that don't know, the show follows a group of survivors in a zombie apocalypse, although the zombies are generally referred to as walkers. It's based on the comic book / graphic novel series of the same name. Andrew Lincoln starred as the protagonist for the show's first 8 seasons and 5 episodes of season 9 before he left the series. He played the iconic role of Rick Grimes, a sheriff's deputy, before the apocalypse began. Andrew Lincoln played the series protagonist Rick Grimes since the pilot. Lincoln announced his plan to leave the show at the start of the 9th season, finding that having to spend half a year in the United States for filming left him missing out on his family in the UK. Because, of course, some people don't know that Andrew Lincoln is actually British, and so is somebody else, which I will mention shortly. Lincoln completed the 5 episodes in season 9 to close out Rick's storyline within the series, leaving the door open for him to return. Following the departure of Andrew Lincoln as Rick Grimes during the 9th season, Chief Content Officer Scott Gimple stated that they plan to create 3 AMC original films to explore the events related to Rick's character in the future, starring Lincoln, of course. The first expected to begin production in 2019, and these movies were first announced in 2018, although we've heard very little since then. Besides Lincoln, Danai Gurira, Michonne, and Pollyanna McIntosh, Jadish/Anne, will also star in the movies, and Gimple stated that these will not simply be extended episodes, nor will attempt to adapt any of the comic series, but instead will involve comic creator Robert Kirkman in their development. The films will be released in cinemas by Universal Pictures, although again, who knows if that's actually going to happen, because I think in 2020 or 2021, Universal and AMC did have a bit of a falling out, and I'm not sure if the plan was to release cinemas anymore, but, you know, it's up and down movie development progress, so who knows these days. The films are expected to follow a group known as the Three Rings, a militaristic force that see themselves as the future of humanity. Other main stars of the show who've also departed include Lauren Cohan, who played Maggie Green since the 2nd season. As contract negotiations began for the 9th season, Cohan had been given the opportunity to star in Whiskey Cavalier, a new show. Limiting how much time she'd be able to give to the show, Cohan appeared as Maggie for the first 5 episodes of the season, also leaving in the same episode as Rick. In October 2019, it was confirmed that Cohan would return as a series regular for the show's 11th season. I think Whiskey Cavalier was cancelled, so she had more time as she came back to The Walking Dead. Although her exit it was very sudden, it wasn't thought out. Yeah. Danai Gurira played Michonne since the 3rd season, announced that she would be leaving the show after the 10th season, participating in a handful of episodes interspersed throughout others. Both Lenny James, who's also British, and so is Lauren Cohan, actually, who played Morgan Jones, and Austin Emilio, who played Dwight, were transferred from the main show after season 8 to the spin-off series Fear the Walking Dead. James joined the cast of Fear the Walking Dead in season 4, and Emilio joined the cast in season 5, where Morgan Jones is now a leading character after the departure of the series' previous protagonist. Overall, I think Rick's exit was a sudden but left the door open for a return. Originally with the movie trilogy, but due to the lack of updates on those, I think Andrew Lincoln is now more likely to return in the final episode of the main show. However, the exit for Maggie occurred in the very same episode as I mentioned, and there was no announcement, and even the episodes following, it wasn't really addressed. We didn't see her depart the show in her last episode. She was still there with, like, clearly no plan. Like, the character had no plans to leave. But then there was a time jump, and she was gone. But of course, she did come back recently. Yeah. So that's a good thing. Next up on the list is number 3, Kim Dickens as Madison Clark in the spin-off show Fear the Walking Dead, which I previously alluded to. Fear the Walking Dead is still on the air. The series premiered on August 23rd, 2015, and the 7th season premiered on October 17th, 2021. Oh, that was my 21st birthday. Andrew Chambliss and Ian Goldberg serve as showrunners since the 4th season, succeeding Erickson from the first 3. In December 2021, the series was renewed for an 8th season. The show airs on AMC in the USA and on BT TV and E4 in the UK. The series is also available to stream on Amazon Prime Video here in the UK. Fear the Walking Dead is a show set within the same universe as The Walking Dead, although not a direct spin-off, as it initially followed new characters in a new location. First 3 seasons would serve as a prequel, focusing on a blended family that experiences the start of the zombie apocalypse. Subsequent seasons run concurrently to the original series as a result of time skips, with Morgan Jones, played by Lenny James, from The Walking Dead crossing over into the series. Kim Dickens starred as the series protagonist from series 1 to 3 and shared that role with Lenny James, who played Morgan Jones, in the 4th season. Fear the Walking Dead essentially received a soft reboot / midlife crisis, because the dynamic completely changed and season 3 ended on an epic cliffhanger that wasn't really addressed. There was new writers and cast were leaving, and there were things that weren't properly resolved by the team season 4 came around, and Kim Dickens was in essence fired from the show. She was informed early on during the production that her character would be dying, as she was told by the new showrunners. The original showrunner, Dave Erickson, had no plans to kill her off and had a 7 season kind of mind map, a plan for where he wanted the characters to go. Unfortunately, that was scrapped but it'll be interesting to see if any original ideas do play a role in the show's future. This deeply upset the cast and many fans alike, with hashtag campaigns such as hashtag bring back Madison would almost always appear in every comment section at any post to do with the show. Kinder can say herself that her departure was not her choice and called it an honour to play the character of Madison Clark. However, after being more heavily mentioned in season 6 and recently confirmed on The Talking Dead, Kim Dickens will return as Madison Clark in Season 7 and Season 8, confirming that she did in fact survive the end of her death episode, where despite being surrounded by walkers with little hope, she did manage to escape and survive. The question is, where has she been all this time? I hope we find that out, and I hope they give a good explanation. Personally, I was devastated to learn of the death of Madison Clark, because while some criticised the show, Kim Dickens' character was one of the best things about it, in my opinion. And I know I'm not alone in that, but I also know that people will disagree with that. That's fair enough. Whilst the showrunners did want to kill her off and repeatedly said that she was dead, the fact we never saw her dead body or as a walker reflected Madison's catchphrase of no one's gone until they're gone. So that'd be exciting. I have not seen any episodes of season 7 yet. I expect she'll probably turn up in the final episode, like right at the end, and then have a leading role in season 8. So that would be interesting as well. Number 4 on my list, again, one of my all-time favourite shows, although I haven't watched it in a while, I do need to give it a rewatch. And that is Charlie Sheen as Charlie Harper in 2.5 Men. Now, yeah, before I discovered Superstore, 2.5 Men was my favourite show. I'd watch it all the time, but yeah, I do need to rewatch it. And I think at the moment it is available for streaming on Amazon Prime here in the UK, so I'll give that a watch. 2.5 Men is an American television sitcom that ran for 12 seasons from September 22nd, 2003 to February 19th, 2015. It originally starred Charlie Sheen, John Cryer, and Angus T. Jones. The show follows the life of well-off jingle writer Charlie Harper and his cheap, twice-divorced younger brother Alan and Alan's dim-witted son Jake. It aired on CBS in the USA and on Comedy Central and ITV2 in the UK. It's also available to stream on Amazon Prime Video here in the UK, as I mentioned as well. Charlie Sheen starred as Charlie Harper, the show's protagonist, for the show's first 8 seasons before he was fired from the show and his character was killed off, although it was off-screen and a body was never seen. A plot point which was sometimes brought up in the following seasons where characters questioned if he was really dead. Following a February 2010 announcement that Sheen was entering drug rehabilitation, filming of the show was put on hiatus but resumed the following month. On April 1st, 2010, People magazine reported that after 7 seasons, Sheen announced he was considering leaving the show. According to one source, Sheen quit the show after filming the final episode of season 7, purportedly due to the rejection of CBS's offer of $1 million per episode as being too low. Man, if I was paid $1 million per episode of this podcast, wow, that would be amazing. $1 million per episode in a 20-episode season. That's $20 million. Oh my, that's so much money. How is that not enough? Sheen eventually stated that he would be back for 2 more seasons, and on May 18, 2010, the New Zealand website Snuff reported that a press release issued by Sheen's publicist confirmed that he had agreed to sign on for 2 more years at $1.78 million per episode. And he's quoted saying, "To put a fitting end on 2.5 months of whirlwind speculation, I'm looking forward to returning to my CBS home on Monday night. There was a lot more that happened. Honestly, the situation turned into a huge mess and eventually Sheen was fired from the show completely and Ashton Kutcher was brought in as new character Walden Smith to take over the co-lead of the show as Alan, played by John Cryer, was made the show's protagonist instead. The series finale addressed the death of Sheen's character where it was revealed the character was not killed off like originally believed. Instead, he was being held captive by a mentally unstable fiancée, Rose. The character was seen in the final minutes of the last episode, although only seen from behind and not played by Charlie Sheen. But then, the character had a grand piano dropped on him, supposedly again killing him off. Although we did not see a body. The camera panned away to show series creator Chuck Lorre sitting in a chair and quoting Charlie Sheen's infamous phrase, winning, before also having a piano dropped on him. To me, it was a pretty petty way to end such a beloved show, and many fans were left unsatisfied. Some even started petitions for a sequel/spin-off show to be made, once again starring Charlie Sheen and John Cryer as Charlie and Alan Harper, with Walden departing altogether or taking a more recurring role. Some fans even dubbed this show to be simply called The Harpers. In 2021, Charlie Sheen expressed regret for his past behaviour, saying, "There were 55 different ways for me to handle that whole situation, and I chose number 56. He also went on to say how he would be up for doing a revival of the show, although John Cryer is not as willing, calling the time he worked with Sheen as a roller coaster. Personally, I was not satisfied with the show's finale, but I did still enjoy it when Ashton Kutcher came onto the scene, although it was just simply not as good as previous seasons with Charlie Sheen. I do think it's highly unlikely the show will get a revival, but I would definitely welcome it if Charlie Sheen returned. Anyone else would just be a bonus. Like, he made that show essentially, so I'd like to see more of him. And yeah, maybe I'm biased because I'm a fan of his, but he seems like a changed man these days, you know, so let's give him another chance. Now, last on my list, it's The Office, of course, the US version starring Steve Carell as Michael Scott. Another show that needs no introduction, but here's one anyway. The Office, US version, ran for 9 seasons and 201 episodes from March 24th, 2005 to May 16th, 2013. It aired on NBC in the USA and on Comedy Central in the UK. It's also available for streaming on Netflix and Amazon Prime Video here in the UK. The American Workplace mockumentary starred an ensemble cast led by Steve Carell as Dunder Mifflin regional manager Michael Scott for the show's first 7 seasons. Although Carell left before the 7th season it finished, and probably coming to no surprise, he did return for the show's last ever episode. An article by Den of Geek described Steve Carell's character as a once a thin-skinned, desperate for approval man-child. Michael had been redeemed into somebody who didn't take himself too seriously and no longer needed the spotlight. After a long, hard, that's what she said, journey, his future with Amy Ryan's adorable dorky character Holly Flax was set. Michael Scott had grown up and it was time to go. By the time contract negotiations came around, the network had made agreements with all of the cast, minus Carell, to stay on for another 2 seasons. Steve Carell even said that he was happy to do more seasons of the show despite now being a major movie star at the time. The network was clearly not interested. Perhaps Steve's rise in stardom caused his fees to increase. Instead of paying the man what he's worth, they thought, nah, the show will survive just fine without him. The article went on to say that when The Office started, its cast signed contracts holding them until the end of a potential 7 seasons. By no things a sure thing, early on, the show's pilot is famed for being one of the lowest rated ever tested at NBC. Even early viewing figures weren't strong, and it wasn't until 2005 movie, The 40-Year-Old Virgin, that made Carell a comedy star that NBC really set up and took notice. As the 7 season deadline approached in 2009/2010, everybody but Carell renegotiated for a further 2 seasons. For showrunner Greg Daniels, that made it pretty clear that Carell was planning to leave, but according to Ben Silverman and Scanlon, it wasn't so. Editor and director Claire Scanlon told the podcast that Steve had said he'd come back for more, but they didn't even try. As they say, the show must go on, and in this case, it certainly did. And just like I said in the case of America Ferrera leaving Superstore, workplace comedies can work even after the main character has left, just like you can continue going to work after your favourite co-worker has left. It's sad to see, but it's also realistic and in a way made these shows a little more believable. Michael Scott did get a happy ending, he fell in love and realised he couldn't miss out on the opportunities it might bring. At least we got to hear that beloved character saying, that's what she said, one more time in the show's finale. Yeah, he was just great. He should have been there. You know, like, the show did still work without him, but it just wasn't as good. Yeah, NBC, you missed out. Do a revival. That'd be interesting, because obviously the way the show did end, it'd be interesting to see all the characters suddenly back working in the same place as if nothing ever happened. But even if just a handful of them, that would be nice to see as well. And that concludes my list for TV shows that continued after the main star had left. But I do believe we've got time for just one more entry in the not-yet-titled news. We've been on a roll lately because the episodes have been shorter than usual. As again, I don't currently have a co-host due to scheduling issues, but the show must go on, and I'm doing it solo. So whether you love that or hate that, thank you for tuning in. Let's check out this entry for the not-yet-titled news. So this story is a little homage slash throwback to the unaired pilot of the Daily Weekly podcast, where a weird news story involving sexual relations between a human and a dolphin. Now, I might have already shared this story before. If I have, then I'm sure you'd love to hear it again, and if not, hopefully you'll be in for a treat. Like always, we don't read these news stories beforehand, we just look around for weird news stories and judge off the headlines, which are usually clickbaity and overly exaggerated, of course. But anyway, let's begin. Man claims he had a sexual relationship with a dolphin. Okay, so already straight off the bat, it's a similar thing, but this time it's a man and a dolphin. Usually the stories we've discussed feature a woman and a dolphin, so you know, a bit of variety is always good. A man has admitted to having a sexual affair with a dolphin whilst working at a water park in Florida. Bizarre as it might seem, and honestly it does, this 63-year-old Malcolm Brenner claims that he had a relationship with a frisky dolphin whilst he was at a theme park in Sarasota. The affair is believed to have lasted around 6 months. Brenner has spoken about his relationship with the dolphin and even described the whole thing graphically in a short documentary called Dolphin Love. Might have to check that out and do a review. He also opened up about the abuse he suffered as a child, which led him to being attracted to animals and even trying to have intercourse with a family dog. Something that didn't end very well, unsurprisingly. It's not for the faint-hearted, that's for damn sure. No, it really isn't. Now, the exact length of this strange relationship varies depending on the account you read, but rest assured, Brenner says it definitely never happened. Would he lie about it? Probably? That might be a bit weird and get into some trouble these days. Brenner explained, I started rubbing her along her back, working my way to her flukes, her tail, and as I was rubbing her and moving my hand towards her tail, Dolly was slowly rolling around her long axis. Then there's a whole load of stuff that we'll not get into here regarding anatomy and the actual nuts and bolts of the process, as well, hopefully, an animated illustration of the actor's self. Honestly, you'll be fine without it. Yes, you will be. You don't need that. At the time of the event, it was 1971, and this sort of thing wasn't illegal. Perfectly normal. Okay. And Brenner was working as a photographer, meaning he had ready access to the dolphins after hours. He said, she announced her intentions to me by positioning herself so I was rubbing against her. Brenner explained, at first, I discouraged her. I wasn't interested. After some time, I thought, if this was a woman, would I come up with these rationalizations and excuses? I don't know, but I think there's a difference between a female woman. A female woman? A female human and a dolphin. I don't know, just me. It was when the park was closing that we successfully eluded the male dolphin so we could spend some time alone. Eventually, Dolly, the dolphin's name, was moved to another amusement park and reportedly died 9 months later. Oh dear. These human-dolphin relationships often ended in dolphin death. That's unfortunate. Brenner believes the sea mammal committed suicide because of her loss. Dolphins are known to voluntarily stop breathing when they're depressed, and this is what he thinks happened. Brenner said, I called it a relationship because that's what it was. When she died, it made me feel terrible, and I fell into a depression which lasted 5 years. Of course, this behaviour shouldn't be encouraged. In fact, it should be actively discouraged, which the article says. But in the likely event that you're interested to learn more about it, you can watch the full movie, which was, I think it was called Dolphin Love? Yeah. I haven't seen it myself at the time of recording. I probably won't check it out, I'll be honest with you. But, you know, it's out there on the internet for you, your viewing pleasure. But that's all I have for that not yet titled news story. At this point, it should be which dolphin, weird dolphin relationships of the week or something, because that's what it seems to be. But yeah, that happens more than I realised. Wow. Dolphins are supposed to be quite intelligent, though. So, interesting. But thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to like and subscribe if you enjoyed this episode, and share with someone else you might think might enjoy it, whether they're into dolphins or just TV shows. You know, there's a niche there somewhere. Did these shows get worse after the main stars had left, or did they manage just fine? Let me know in the comments. I'd love to know what you think. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and check out our stories to vote on the polls related to podcast episodes and more. And if you like this, then maybe you'll like some of our other content, such as our variety show and Lego channels. All the links are in the description. Thanks again, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.